Welcome back to the Reynolds Center. Jim Lighthall, Joey Johnston with you. 76-70 Tulsa over South Florida as Amir Abdul-Rahim joins us for a quick word. Coach, I know not the way you wanted to finish the regular season, just a tough road game today.
Everything we got today, we deserve. I thought yesterday before we left Tampa, we probably had our worst practice of the year. Just not focused. I didn't think we didn't practice with great humility. Like, I had to do some stuff yesterday in practice to get their attention that you shouldn't be having to do in March, especially with a championship team. You shouldn't be having to do in March. But, you know, that's part of growth. It's part of progress. It's part of growth. We're playing from a vantage point that we hadn't played from as a program in a long time. And for the most part, we've kept pretty good consistency. But it's no excuses. It's 100% on me. 100% on me. I got to be better.
So what does this team do now to respond and get better for next week?
No, we gotta get back to the drawing board. I'm gonna watch the tape on the way home, but it's simple. It's simple. We're up, I think 12 or 13 in the first half, and we take piss poor shots. You know, we turn the ball over, and then at the end of the day, the truth of it is this, guys. We lost by six. All right, if we do what we're supposed to do, all right, and take care of the ball, we had 12 turnovers, and off our 12 turnovers, they had 11 points. And then we left 10 points on the free throw line. That's 21 points. If we just do our job, if we control the controllables, we win the game, and we didn't. And I got to figure out a way to help them get better. It's 100% on me.
76-70, the final score, Tulsa over South Florida. Coach, you go 4-for-23 from three, 1-for-13 in the second half. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the looks? I didn't think they were terrible.
No, I thought we got good looks. I thought we got good looks. I thought we rushed them. But I give credit to Tulsa. I thought they did a really good job of contesting them. The first game, you know, they helped a lot on the drive, and we were able to get drive and kick paint touch threes. We didn't have as many paint touch threes today, and credit to them. But at the same time, you know, we got exactly what we deserve, guys. I hate to say it that way, and it's not a cop-out. You know, I'm gonna take 100% blame for it. But we've gotta remain humble. You know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I was looking for growth and humility, and I thought the effort and energy and enthusiasm we practiced with yesterday, I thought it was very arrogant. Like we had arrived, and we gotta be better.
I mean, is it a hard thing for young players to deal with all the praise you've been getting? I mean, is that something that – is this a lesson here that, hey, you know, we're still got to work here?
No, like – and I'm going to say this. You know, I'm going to still give God the glory on this deal because, as my wife said to me this morning, it's still a test within the test. And it just so happens we get to the end of the season, right, when you want to be playing your best, right, and – he tests you with that humility, right? Will you remain humble and will you remain true to me and to the things that, you know, he's asked of us? And again, I just didn't think we did, you know, so we've got to do a better job of making sure we practice with the energy and effort and enthusiasm that a championship team does, that we practice with pretty much all year. And I'm not giving them an out. No, because they're not going to get an out in the real world. We got to be better. I got to be better.
One thing that does not change from this game, you'll still be the number one seed in Fort Worth next week. You could play this bunch again. They're going to be facing East Carolina in the game before you guys, and you'll get the winner of that game.
Yep.
The whole thing starts all over again next week.
No, and that's it. I shouldn't say hate is such a strong word. But I don't think any loss is a good loss, guys. Like, I'm not about to sit up here. Maybe this is a good loss for us. No, we're professionals. They're young professionals. I'm a professional. We should be able to come into work with the right attitude, the right energy, so we can be productive and make sure that we keep our everything we've worked so hard for in good standing. Sad part about it is we're definitely out of the tournament now. That we got to go win it. We got to go win the AAC, which we're capable of, and we will. But we shouldn't have. Hats off to Tulsa. I thought they played with great energy, great effort. It's just, again, it's a testament to this league. But, you know, we had a great opportunity to really put ourselves, I think, firmly in, and we didn't. And it's something we got to learn from.
And like you said, this gives a lot of clarity, but one thing it also does is, hey, lot of miracle comebacks, but now you got to work, and you got to work for everything you get from here on in. So there's really no debate on that.
No doubt.
You've got it out there, but you know how to get it. You got to work for it.
Yeah, like, I mean, but, you know, character through prosperity, man. You know, yeah, like, it's not easy to have character through adversity, but it's hard to have character through prosperity, especially for these young guys, because all they hear all day is how great they are. Pats on the back, the likes and mentions and everything on social media, and it's work to get them to stay locked in. And again, I thought we played well in stretches. We just didn't play well enough consistently. You know, it was times I thought we could have put that game out of reach, but instead of staying consistent and trusting the team, we wanted to get ours. You know, we wanted to get our average, and it's selfish. We don't want to be that.
And you had this little miracle minute where you got back in it and then turned it over again. Yeah. I mean, you almost pulled it out in spite of yourself.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm glad we didn't, because everything we got today, we deserve. We deserve. Like, you got to earn the right to win. You got to earn the right to be – like, we earn the right to be a champion, right? But you got to do it every day. It don't stop. It don't stop. We got to – if we want more success, we got to keep going and stay hungry and stay humble.
Coach, thank you. We'll see you in Fort Worth.
Thank you. Go Bulls.
All right, that's Amir Abdul-Rahim, 76-70. I thought he hit the nail on the head, Joey.
Absolutely. This is real talk right here, Jim.
No doubt. There's a very bold statement when you say – I'm glad we didn't come back and win today, because they didn't play enough to win today. And had they somehow, some way, squeaked one out, who knows where this team would be next week at this same time.
It doesn't change anything.
It really doesn't.
There was no clear-cut directive that this team could win an at-large berth if it didn't win the tournament. I think the general thought was the Bulls needed to win the AAC tournament to get into the NCAAs. Well, now we know that for sure. So, again, there's tremendous clarity, and there's also the Bulls have been humbled in a big way after not losing since January 7th and having a 15-game winning streak. They've come on the road, and now people are going to be mocking them. They're going to be knocking them off their pedestal. And if that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. And if they can't respond to that, well, then they don't deserve to go further than that, because here's the true test of character. And any competitor, after something like this, is going to come out guns a-blazing. So we'll see what the Bulls have on Friday.